Bloomington is home to a wide variety of do-it-yourself grassroots entertainers. Sue Rawl is one, an aerial silks acrobat and drag king. She and her cohorts perform at various special events around town, as well as venues featuring exotic and envelope-pushing fare. Sue graduated from the Bleeding Heart Roller Girls to aerial acrobatics, defying gravity and combining her aesthetic and creative talents. More recently, she has become the aging glam rock star Jamie Spangle, transforming herself into a man on stage. She joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest in the studio today, Sue Rawl, a local entertainer. She entertains in very strange ways. It's going to get weird. Yeah. You are involved with something called aerial silk.
Well, it's not actually silk. That's kind of a misnomer. It's a very long strand of nylon fabric that is hung from a rigging point. And we do acrobatics off of it. So I climb a piece of fabric like a fat house cat and then wrap myself up in it and then willingly drop myself towards the earth.
So what's involved are sort of acrobatic poses and so forth.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I mean, one of my usual routines, I'll go up and I'll do a footlock on each foot and then go into a split so my weight is distributed across the silks. So I'm suspended that way. So you can suspend yourself by, you know, doing footlocks, or you can wrap it around your waist, or you can wrap it around your knee.
Well, what is a footlock?
You wrap the silk around your foot so you can essentially stand on the silk.
Uh-huh.
So it makes like a little, kind of makes a stirrup.
So you trust this material to hold up your 65 pounds.
Oh, that's nice. it is weight rated, the fabric that we use. So
uh-huh.
It's a specific type of nylon. It's a nylon tricot that we use. It's very strong. And yeah, it holds your weight. I work with Isabella Studios and we perform as a troupe.
There's more people than just
There's
you doing
this a lot of
stuff?
Us, yeah.
Well, how does that work? Is it one person on stage at a time, or is it several people choreographed?
Yeah, it's several people choreographed. We had, I think in this one, three different rigging points, one kind of in the center and then two on the sides. So you can have multiple levels going on at the same time. One person can be up setting up for a big dramatic drop, and the two on the other sides doing kind of like an atmospheric thing. And so like you kind of take turns doing your poses throughout the choreography.
Do you have muscles like iron now? Is that basically what we're saying?
Yeah. There's all sorts of muscly things going on.
What?
I've just hulked out of one of my...
What did you develop more than you had before after you got into this thing?
Definitely upper body strength.
Upper body?
Yeah. I came from a roller derby background, which is how we met originally. So I was very conditioned from the waist down.
I had a
really good core to begin with, but... didn't really have a whole lot of upper body strength. And when I retired from derby, I promised myself that I would still do something that had all the adrenaline that I got from roller derby, but would kind of push me into something a little bit more artistic.
Uh-huh.
And silks came along at the perfect time. I had signed up for a 6 weeks course and it clicked. And 6 months later, I was offered a chance to start training to be an instructor because they liked the way that I broke down some moves to explain to another student.
They thought you were hot stuff, in other words.
I don't know if they would say that, but I started training and then got certified as an instructor and have been teaching for, almost 3 years now.
You did mention the studio or the troupe.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat it for me because I didn't quite catch it.
It's Isabella Studios.
Isabella. There's a website I should
There is a website. There is a Facebook page. The website is isabellastudio.com.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I know. Clever. You can find us on Instagram, all the social media platforms.
Do guys do this?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Not a whole lot.
Why not?
I think it has that stigma of it being a feminine art, but it's really not because it's a circus art. And so if you think about how many aerialists are actually in the circus are male, it's pretty male dominated. But yeah, with silks, I feel like just because it's fabric and it's very flowy and it's kind of dance oriented, you don't see a whole lot of men coming into it, but we do get them and they do really take to it well. I have combined a roller derby with an aerial routine with Joan of Arc. Do you remember her from Naptown? She was a student of mine, and we did a Lyra routine together, her in her Naptown uniform and me in my BHRD uniform with roller skates on, and started out with like a roller derby battle and then like took it to the air with our skates on. It was pretty amazing.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
And you survived it.
Yeah.
What is the age range of people who do this?
It is all over the place. With our students, we start at age 6. And one of our mentors, she's in her 70s and she's still doing it. And
no.
Yeah.
I can't even get out of bed.
I know.
I'm
she does
70.
Stuff in her warm-up that I will probably never, ever do in my career. She's incredible.
Do you enjoy being on stage?
I do. I'm kind of a reluctant performer. Huh. Yeah, I'm a little weird about it. I really love it, but then like when it's done, I'm really happy to be done with it because I get very nervous about it. I want it to be really good, and I want people to be completely blown away by stuff that we do in the air.
But that's not the only stage work you do.
No.
You do other stage work.
I do other stage work.
There are drag shows.
Yeah.
Now, what's this all about?
Oh, my gosh.
This craziness
Craziness. I always love drag. I've been going to drag shows since I was not old enough to go into a bar. Yeah, I know. And
what is it about drag shows that attracts you?
It's just fun. It's just people expressing their joy. I love that. It's artistic. The costuming is always amazing. The makeup is always amazing. It's just always been something that I've really loved, and I've always loved the people there.
And so how long ago, when did you start?
I got the opportunity to do it a year ago. A friend of mine who had been performing as a drag king for a number of years was going to be in a show called Princes and Kings, where the drag kings would bring in a new performer, which would be a prince, and that was their prince. So,
all right, time out.
You're like,
time
wait.
Hold on. There's some terminology here that we've got to straighten
up.
I've always known of the term drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
What is a drag king?
A drag king is essentially, it's the same. Well, so as women, we would dress as male impersonators.
So if you do it,
mm-hmm.
you're a drag king.
Mm-hmm.
Where are some of these shows?
You can see us at the back door.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They have shows every week.
Weekly?
Yes. I'm generally performing at least once or twice a month. My character that I've developed is kind of like a washed out glam rocker. So like, you know, he's burnt out. He's tattooed. I spend a lot of money on fake tattoos on him. I might as well just get the real thing at this point.
What's his name?
Jamie Spangle. Yeah. Rhymes with dangle. Whenever, and it's usually like some sort of glam rock song that I do with him, and there's guitars, and there's smoke machines, and confetti, and silly string, and sometimes a Tawny Katane type of character happens, and yeah, it's just, there's cat suits, and it's just, it's insanity.
Sue Rawl, she goes up in the air on aerial silks,
mm-hmm.
actually aerial nylons.
Mm-hmm.
She is also Jamie Spangle, almost regularly at the back door.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for being on Big
thank
Talk.
Thank you.
You can hear that episode and all episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab at wfhb.org.